This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is sponsored by Lilo, award-winning designers of the world's best pleasure objects.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We have been getting so much listener mail, and we have had a series of pre-recorded shows because of the holidays and because of the Big Pleasure Chest two-part show that we decided to devote this entire show to me and my associate producer, Raymond, talking about hot topics. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Tristan.
So you may have heard Raymond before. He's filled in for me. He's been on the show. Immediately when you said we're going to call the show Hot Topics, Raymond, I thought, oh, it's like The View, but with sane people speaking to one another.
Right. Well, I used to watch it back in like the Meredith Vieira classy days.
No. Apparently it's gone completely off the rails.
So I've heard.
You know, they brought Joy back, but that still didn't work. It's apparently, it's on its way out. Hey, we're also live, so you can call and talk to us. 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. I'm going to be doing announcements. I'm going to tell you about some of my recent adventures. We're going to talk about current events, and we're going to be answering lots and lots of listener questions. Okay, so let's start at the top with announcements. The first thing I want to announce is this Explore More Summit, which is a 10-day virtual summit hosted by Dawn Sarah, featuring interviews with 30 experts from around the world on all things sex, relationships, and self-love. This is a really good program. Dawn got a ton of amazing people, including Dan Savage. And all of the talks air for free on a designated day. So it runs from January 28th to February 6th. I'm pretty sure I'm on February 6th. But if you register for the summit before January 28th, you also get a free workbook. You can get all the details and everything. We're going to put the link. The link is on my website on the tour page, but we're also going to put the link out on our Twitter feed right now. So I'm excited to be a part of that. And then people have been asking me where I'm going to be next. And I have a few things lined up, but what I can definitely tell you is April 14th to the 17th, I am going to be at International Ms. Leather and Ms. Boot Black 2016. You may recall I was a judge for the contest last year, and this year I'm going to be emceeing some of the festivities, which quite frankly is a lot less work. So it feels like the lazy job for me. Okay, so I'm going to have more announcements, but let's get to it. Where do you want to start, Raymond?
Well, you were just at ANME, right? Which is the Adult Novelty Manufacturing Expo. Not the Army Navy Military Expo, which is the second Google resort. So I just want to clarify to our listeners, Tristan was at the number one Google search for ANME. Tell me about that.
Okay, so that's one of the annual trade shows for the sex toy industry, and I try to go almost every year. It was in lovely, sunny Burbank, and I mean, my overall impression, I went with Joellen Knott, the Redhead Bedhead, and L Chase, lchase.com, and my overall impression is like everyone is really upping their game. Like the technology is getting so sophisticated and so smart, and they're thinking through kind of every inch of every design that it's, you know, it's like going to an electronic consumer show because there's just so much new, like this one is intuitive and this one knows what you like and this one is asymmetrical and this one, you know, has charges via Bluetooth and this one is remote controlled and can be used like from someone on the other side of the world. I mean, just really crazy stuff. I got to see Tantus. I don't know if you remember, they crowdfunded a new vibrator, which I want to call Rumble.
Okay.
I think it's called the Rumble, and I got to see the prototype and, and feel it, and that was really cool. And also, I want to shout out, I never did do this shout out and wanted to. You know, one of Tantus's new things that they're doing is they're doing uncut dildos. Meaning dildos that look like penises with foreskins.
Right.
And then they sent me a couple, and they're really beautiful and gorgeous and super high quality. But also, it's a great teaching tool. I feel like basically every dildo we have at our disposal up until now was a circumcised cock to show anyone. And and so now, at the very least, you can whip this out and say, and this is an uncircumcised cock.
Yeah.
So, and then they had all these miniature ones, which they'll give away. They're like miniature uncut cocks, like set in silicone, that are like the size of like a little smaller than my index finger.
Yeah.
So those are really cute and funny.
Good little like desktoppers.
And then WeVibe has a bunch of new toys. They've got a rabbit style toy where the rabbit part of the kind of dual action is really flexible and bendable, which makes me think it's going to work on like more bodies.
Right.
So that's interesting. They also have a new toy that's like insertable, and it's called the Rave, and it's based on this Norwegian design. And I don't know about you, but when I think amazing sex toys, I think Norway. okay, so well,
they have a lot of time indoors because it's like cold.
I guess. But what I really want to talk about is that like At the same time that it's clear to me that some of these old school manufacturers, the big companies, the big names we know, they're doing their thing, which is like a million, they have a million products, but they're also clearly trying to reach out to the couples market. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just clear how the industry has evolved and how they've taken a cue from some of these boutique manufacturers and said, okay, we want a piece of that. Right. And then there was the booth at the center of the room, highlighting, showcasing. It was literally the first thing you saw when you walked through the doors. I'm not going to name names. And they were showcasing their two products, one of which was Fuck My Big Black Ass.
Oh, fun.
So this was a masturbator, right?
Yeah.
It was so a replica of a woman's ass and pussy. But the ass is really bubbly and big, and it's called Fuck My Big Black Ass. And then next to it is the white version, right? So next to it is literally the same exact toy, Raymond, but done with like a Caucasian flesh tone.
Yeah.
That one is called Fuck Me Silly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we need, I mean, let's fucking talk about that, shall we?
Right.
Like,
right.
Why didn't they just say, fuck my big white ass?
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, just call both of them, fuck me silly, you know, like,
why,
this is the norm. The norm is to fuck someone silly, this pink flesh. I mean, also, it's sort of funny to think about, like, yeah. I mean, I think what's just sort of sad, I mean, that is still happening.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, that's the thing. I mean, I thought it was actually a ballsy move. I was like, in this climate where everyone's trying to be super like luxury and super fancy and high end, this company was like, you know what we're going to showcase?
Some crude humor. And
like really crude, racist, weird humor. But then I also felt like, isn't there someone out there that fetishizes white women with big asses?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's a thing. right? Yeah. Like Alexis Texas, who's a porn star. She's an amazing ass. So why can't it just be called fuck my big white ass?
Yeah, or just fuck my big ass. Just comes in many colors.
Fuck my big ass. Exactly.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, yeah, ridiculous.
So that was my like, you know, final takeaway was just
yeah. Did you notice any other sort of like trends or like similarities or even, you know, the themes of the year?
I mean, everyone's in the silicone game, right? You know, it used to be when like Tantus and Vixen and even Lilo were doing silicone, everyone was like, whatever, who cares? But now it's clear that silicone is the top material and everyone is trying to do a silicone toy.
Right.
Or line of toys. And it really just feels nicer. Even these toys that are like hard but coated in silicone, those just feel nicer than something that's like hard plastic. Oh, and then there was this crazy other thing. Okay, I have to tell you this crazy other thing. I feel like these if these companies are listening to me, this is just probably bad. This is a bad public move.
They should be taking notes to, you know, for next year. It's always good to get feedback.
Okay. So imagine, if you will, a kind of huge wall of Lucite where on the other side there's going to be, you know, displays and stuff, but you can see through it. And there are these little boxes. And in the boxes, they've done these kind of, I mean, I want to say like a still life or a sort of tableau. And there's a lot of pink flowers and soft colored pebbles and glass jars with said flowers and pebbles, right? And it's like, it feels very sort of traditionally kind of feminine. Mm-hmm. And then in each of these windows, there is a larger rock, which has one word on it, like love.
Right.
Hope. Mm-hmm. Strength. Are you vibing this?
I am. I'm
You're totally
it.
Vibing. Okay, because this is like this. It's a clear theme. Okay.
Right. Right.
So then I'm just checking out the windows, and I come upon the window, which has in it because each of these windows displays a toy.
Right.
This window has in it a set of five pink vaginal dilators.
Okay.
And the rock in that window says. Faith.
Good. That's nice. That's okay, good. So, that was a good move, though. I mean, I feel like, was that like a disgruntled intern, maybe, who was like mad they had to set up that booth that day?
Okay, but like, what is your? I want to know what your, because I was with a group of people and I had a certain interpretation, and other people had a different one. So, what is your take on when you see vaginal dilators and a rock that says faith? What do you think?
Well, I mean, my first thought is that it is someone has a sense of humor, right? But then my second thought is to legit think, like, is there something in the evangelical, like, Christian movement where they're, I don't know, that has something to do with, like, vaginal health and size and I don't know. I don't know. I guess my first thought is it's a joke. And my second thought is maybe this is a legitimate concern I should make myself aware of and educate myself. Well,
so let me just, for listeners who may not know, vaginal dilators are used, to me, there are two really common uses. They're often prescribed by a doctor. And one use is for cisgendered women who have vaginismus, which is a particular condition. You can Google it. And the dilators are used to sort of train the vaginal canal to open and you like move up in steps. And the other one is that post-operative trans women often will be given dilators and told to use dilators on a regular basis to open up their brand new, you know, from the factory vaginas. So I immediately thought of trans women. And I thought, God wants trans women to have the best fucking vagina they can.
That's a good interpretation.
Okay, so that was my interpretation. I was like, this is working for me.
Like, have faith, sisters.
Have faith. Have faith. And you know what? God is looking down on you and God is going to make this happen for you. You and your vagina. Okay, so on that note, we have to take a break.
All right.
These are the thoughts that go on my head at the toy show. Okay. Remember, guys, we're live. So if you want to talk about vaginal dilators, black, big black butt masturbators or anything currently happening in the news, call us 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Coming up next, more announcements, and we'll get to a listener letter or two. So stay with us, more with Raymond and Hot Topics when we return. For years now, the Swedish-based designer brand Lilo has been at the forefront of pleasure product technology. Lilo's first product changed the way the adult industry thought about sex toy design upon its original release. With its sleek lines, its graceful shape, and its incredible performance, it was as much a piece of art as it was a pleasure product. Suddenly, Lilo had made it possible to perfectly blend form and function, and they continue to release groundbreaking products year after year. Since then, Lilo has only enhanced their reputation for quality and beauty, and now they lead the luxury industry thanks to a long heritage of innovation. Lilo is the hallmark of personal, intimate pleasure. Lilo is indulgent, sophisticated, elegant, and above all, intensely satisfying. Visit Lilo.com today to start exploring a new sensuality.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
No fluff, no lies, just real women talking real sex.
I am so bruised on my girl bits.
Sex gets real.
Sex gets so real.
So real up in here.
A weekly podcast with Dawn.
I just masturbated.
And Dylan.
Let's talk about the elusive clit.
Check them out on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and at sexgetsreal.com.
Cock rings.
Cock rings.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I hope my friends on the East Coast are staying warm and dry. That's actually where Raymond, my associate producer, is. Yes. He's on the East Coast. Are you having like snowpocalypse?
Yeah, I think at least 10 inches outside. It might be like record breaking for the area. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hope everyone is like hunkered down and not trying to go out. And if you're hunkered down or you're like snowed in, call us 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. Today we're talking hot topics, bizarre stories, like you heard in the first segment, and listener questions. Okay, so well, let's start with a simple one, which refers to the show. Let's start with this question, Raymond, from Randy, which refers to last week's show. Okay.
So Randy writes in, he says, I live in Southeast Michigan and have a friend who is very interested in BDSM kink and wants to start into it properly. Responding to an audience question in your most recent Sex Out Loud podcast, the two-parter at Live at Pleasure Chest, Mr. Orpheus Black listed off a few resources. One was layer.com or layer.com. One was Threshold. He also mentioned Insights. Are those exclusively LA resources? I tried to look up these sites online and came up with nothing associated with BDSM. Do you have the correct links to what he was discussing?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. Okay, so that's a really good point. You know, we're so caught up in the conversation and we don't like sort of slow down and say. So what Orpheus was talking about was actually two places that are specifically in LA. He was talking about a place called Lair de Sade, L-A-I-R-D-E SADE. And it's a dungeon space in Los Angeles that hosts private and public events. Threshold is another space which hold kinks, which holds kink events. It's more of a club and it's a little bit more focused on fetish than BDSM. So these are, he was talking about LA places, and I don't know what he was talking about when he was talking about Insight, unless he was talking about an Insight meditation center, because he also talks about meditation. So that could have been. But what I want you to know about Randy is FetLife. This is not an advertisement, but FetLife is the largest social network for people who are kinky. And my guess is, without being on FetLife this very second, that all your friend has to do is go to FetLife and type in Southeast Michigan, and they will find, first of all, lots of people online and maybe even events in the area that are happening in real time, whether it's a munch or an organizational meeting or an educational class. Because I think it's really fun to communicate with people and surf around online, but I also like people in kink to get some real-time experience in it with people who know what they're doing and who have skills, and they can maybe teach you those skills. So go to FetLife and see what happens when you search Michigan. You're welcome, FetLife.
And if they want to start in properly, as Randy says, there's also a book called 50 Shades of Kink by Tristan Taramino that might be a good resource as well.
Oh, that's very good.
Maybe you forgot about this book you wrote, Tristan.
I know, I didn't forget. Raymond, I've had a cocktail. It's Friday night. No, I've not. You guys would know if I ever drank before a show, because here's the thing that happens when I drink. And you know, I very rarely drink. I have like a glass of champagne or a glass of white wine. When I drink, I become less inhibited than I am. It's actually quite straightforward. I mean, there's like science behind this.
Right.
But it's not. It's alarming. I mean, people find it actually alarming. And I think on the air live show would be alarming.
Right.
And we were talking to Matt, our engineer, on the break, who said he won't come on and speak to us on the air because I wanted to be a character on the show, but he said no. But I think Matt would be alarmed. That's why I'm going to refrain from ever drinking before the show. Okay. Yes. But speaking of science, Raymond, you sent me this really cool link. Like, we were trading some links about kind of current events and sex, and you sent me this link to The Independent, and the headline, tell you say it.
Oral sex can raise risk for head and neck cancer by 7 times, researchers say. And then the subheadline is, about 70% of all head and neck cancers come from HPV infection.
Okay, so I fucking love this headline because...
Because it's not HPV can raise your risk, it's oral sex!
Right. First of all, it's misleading. And of course, what I picture immediately is people sort of straining, people overusing their head and neck muscles, people with a chronic sort of like a carpal tunnel sort of the head.
Cervical issues, inflammation, a slipped disc maybe.
Yes. All from just going down, like the act of going down, the act of like...
Yeah. I believe you do maybe raise your risk of that happening.
Giving head.
But it may raise it, yeah.
Okay, so let's get the facts straight here, which is really HPV has been linked, 70% of head and neck cancers have been linked to HPV or human papillomavirus. And the good news about this is we actually have a vaccine now, Gardasil. So young people, and I think they only give it to people like under 23 or something, can get the vaccine. And we may actually be able to eradicate HPV, like within, I don't know what the science is. Is it one generation, two generations?
Yeah, something along that line.
But for those of us who are older than that, many of us probably already have the HPV virus, or we've had it at some point and it's resolved on its own. So if you have, you know, like sometimes you have HPV and it can lead to like cervical cancer or different kinds of gynecological issues. But really saying oral sex raises your risk is total and utter bullshit.
Right. Well, also I'm looking at the details of the article, and it says the virus can raise the risk of getting head and neck cancer by as much as 7 times, and maybe by far more. But then later on, it's like, the last sentence and the headline, then it's switching to like HPV accounts for 70% of head and neck cancer, according to experts. So I always get suspicious when they're like playing with statistics in that weird way, like 7 times more likely. No, 70% this, but like the cause and all that is sort of weird, right? So it's, and the other thing I was reading recently about a lot of science studies that then get blown up into the news is they'll do a research study and they'll maybe come to a conclusion. So maybe perhaps, you know, people with HPV are more likely to have it, but it's something like one group there, they get it 1.5% and another gets it 3%. And so then the study comes out saying you are twice as likely to get this thing. But then people are like, well, 3% chance, I'm still willing to roll with that. You know, it's still like really, really low in the scheme of things. But the comparative stats are always like where they can kind of play around and come up with these obnoxious headlines.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Now I'm getting a lot of feedback in my head. Okay. Well, okay. I'm not hearing it anymore, so it must be my head. Okay. Well, also, they didn't talk about throat cancer. My father-in-law is a throat cancer survivor, and don't you think it's crossed my mind once or twice that, like Michael Douglas, my father-in-law got throat cancer from oral sex? Okay, we're going to put that to bed because if my partner's listening, he's literally horrified right now that I even said that. Okay, we're gonna switch gears, and I know exactly how to do it. Hey, so Raymond and I made this commitment. I made it on air, but Raymond was part of the process. I don't know if you recall this, but I made a commitment on air last year where I said I would have more people of color guests and a higher percentage of my guests would be people of color moving forward. This was after like a little bit of brouhaha / scandal in the sex educator community and some really good action and activism by Women of Color Sexual Health Network. And so I have my own report card now to report to you. So basically it was December 5th, 2014 that I made this pledge. And in 2014, 15% of my guests were people of color. And in 2015, including the first 2 weeks of January, so all of 2015 and the first 2 weeks of January, of 56 different guests I had on my show, 22 were people of color, which means my percentage went up to 39%. 39% of my guests in the year 2015 were people of color.
So 2.5 times the number.
I know. I mean, I wish it was 40, but here's what I want people to know is that, you know, obviously this takes a commitment and it takes thoughtfulness, but Raymond deserves a ton of the credit for this because he does a lot of booking. He does all the booking of everyone, but he also does a lot of suggestions. And I feel like, Raymond, you literally wouldn't suggest a white person if you literally never suggested a white person like for 12 months. Okay. That's pretty rad though. That's pretty rad activism.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. It's just, it takes you have to do that thing where you're like, you don't always realize what our biases are. You know, we need to have that mirror up. And I think like, that's why it's great that you actually looked at the stats. Cause like, I remember when you said 15%, I've always felt like we could do better, but I felt like we're okay. And then I was like, oh, 15%, that's real low. You know what I mean? but then I was like, oh, but we know how to fix this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we know what to do, you know?
And but you were a huge part of that. And I want to thank you publicly for that because you really kicked ass.
Yeah.
And it just proves that like there are tons of people doing work in this field and adjacent to this field. So the next time you say, we wanted to get people of color on our panel or we wanted to get people of color on our event, but we just couldn't find any. Not true.
Right. And a lot of it is it's about learning to invite people in. You know what I mean? I think people just take whoever comes to them. And I get it. It's easy. It's really easy to have people call you up and be like, hey, can I do this? And you're like, great, yeah. But when you're actually, when you are looking to invite people in, that's when you got to figure out all the different ways to invite people in.
So. Totally. Okay. So we have to take another break. I was had an amazing segue from that into the Oscars, but that's going to have to wait until after a commercial. But let me also let folks know that if you're planning ahead, which you should, in July, I'm going to be in Dallas for Poly Dallas Millennium. They're doing their second annual symposium. It's called Couture Relationships, Amorous by Design. And the symposium aims to educate, expose, and experience the knowledge and expertise of national and local speakers who have lived and advocated for surpassing the ceiling. I'm actually keynoting at this event. It also features Dr. Joe Court, who I've been a fan of for quite a while, and Dr. James Wadley. So polydallasmillennium.com. They're already selling tickets, and I'm excited to go back to Dallas. I haven't been to Dallas. Oh my gosh. It's been a long time. Okay, so let's take another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about hashtag Oscars so white. Stay with us.
For years now, the Swedish-based designer brand Lilo has been at the forefront of pleasure product technology. Lilo's first product changed the way the adult industry thought about sex toy design upon its original release. With its sleek lines, its graceful shape, and its incredible performance, it was as much a piece of art as it was a pleasure product. Suddenly, Lilo had made it possible to perfectly blend form and function, and they continue to release groundbreaking products year after year. Since then, Lilo has only enhanced their reputation for quality and beauty, and now they lead the luxury industry thanks to a long heritage of innovation. Lilo is the hallmark of personal, intimate pleasure. Lilo is indulgent, sophisticated, elegant, and above all, intensely satisfying. Visit Lilo.com today to start exploring a new sensuality.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're live and you can talk to us and tell us all the things we're doing wrong. 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. I'm here with my associate producer, Raymond Johnson. And Raymond, you have a big announcement.
I do have a big announcement.
I forgot to tell you this before the break.
I was like, I do have a big...
No, you do. And it's about interacting. It's about our listeners interacting with us. So tell me.
Yes, we have so many listeners I know who do not get to listen to us live, but would maybe want to be a part of the show. And we can now make that happen. We now have the Sex Out Loud radio voicemail line.
So you can... Applause.
A smattering of applause. So now you can call anytime, day or night. It's not connected to anyone's landline. You're not going to wake anyone up. No one's going to pick up. No one's going to surprise, be like, hey, what do you want to talk about? It's just a voicemail. Let me find the number. I've already forgotten it.
I totally didn't prep him for this at all. But then I was thinking about number for the live number. Okay, so we have a phone number now. It's so exciting.
Yes. So the Sex Out Loud voicemail is area code 323-SEX-8266. So that's 323-SEX-8266.
Yay! And that's our 24-hour listener line. You can leave comments about our shows. You can ask questions. You can ask for resources. You can just tell us that you love us or hate us, I guess. We'll play all equally love and hate.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So you call us and we can download it and we will play it on the air. If you don't want us to play it, you can just say that at the beginning of the message and then I'll transcribe it and Tristan will read your letter with your pseudonym on the air. So if you want to call and talk to us but not hear your voice on the radio, that's okay too. Call 323-SEX-8266.
Yay. Okay, that's really good.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about how the Oscars are so white.
So white.
I mean, I kind of don't know. I don't know what to say, like, that hasn't been said on social media. Lots of white actors are really putting their foot in their mouths and saying things like, maybe there just were no good performances by people of color. And so I would like to say, if you're a white actor, you might want to refrain from commenting on this altogether unless you have something thoughtful to say.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do because I genuinely like the Oscars. I even had this idea that I might do a live Periscope where I critiqued the Oscars and did like running commentary. But now I feel like, you know, my old friend Spike Lee is boycotting. Am I supposed to boycott the Oscars? What am I supposed to do, Raymond?
I think that people are complicated and think that this issue is complicated. And although I should say really the only, it's not so much that it's complicated. It's just that sometimes we have to hold multiple things at the same time. And sometimes we like shit that's fucked up. And I think sometimes we don't have to necessarily feel bad about it and stop it. And in fact, I actually think it's better to stay a fan to things and to try and work with it. So I both sort of, I totally support anyone who is boycotting it, but I also know that me boycotting it really doesn't mean shit. Like Spike Lee boycotting it, that means something. Mm-hmm. He's a respected filmmaker and a member of the Academy. I'm just that some dude in my pajamas who's tweeting it, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I feel like, sometimes I feel like if there are times where maybe, I should say, if there has been a public event people weren't watching, I maybe made a decision to not live tweet it. I was like, that was my way of sort of boycotting, is that I wasn't giving the teleplay any live thing. So I see where you're coming from, being like, do I want to do this Periscope thing? Do I want to sort of amplify it? I think it would be better to have a voice in it that genuinely loves it, but also can be real and honest about, you know, the problems. Because it's not like this is a new thing. Like, the Oscars were basically started to, like, try and preempt unions and to, like, just keep all the little upper-class fancy people having a good time in their own little, like, club. So it's not like it really started out as this sort of, like, radical progressive organization. It's always been about, like, the elite throwing themselves a party about how great they are.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? I watch it. I've watched it, like, every year probably since I was, like, 10 years old. And I love it. I love that it's boring. You know, like, it doesn't really bother me. So, but I think it's great. And I think I even saw something today that they are already changing the rules about being Academy members.
Yes. Something came out late today, and Ana DuVernay was quoted, and they are making some sort of shift as an attempt to increase diversity. Because part of what the problem is that when you look at the voters, the makeup of the voters is predominantly white and predominantly male. And so one's arguing that they're not. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And I think there's also a lot about, like, it's also about, like, clearing the roster. So, like, if you're not if you were an Academy member 70 years ago and you're not even in the industry anymore, you no longer have a vote. So.
Right. Okay. So let's do a listener question. I love me some listeners. I'm not going to say her full name, but the letter A is her initial. And this one really captured my attention, but I'm going to let you read it, Raymond.
Alrighty. I'm 45 years old and a polyamorous black woman. I had a procedure on my heart a few weeks ago, and this has made me consider my mortality and want to break bad habits. I get anxious about sex and always have. I have fibroids and PCOS. I don't have horrible cramps, but lots of bleeding. I have lots of clotting and bleeding. I have spent many years feeling repulsed at myself and feeling like I have to take what I can get. I have a boyfriend I live with who also has health issues that make it hard for him to be productive. I'm working full-time despite heart issues, PCOS, and fighting depression. I want a full partner and have had a history of caretaking for partners, which makes things a lot less sexy for me. That on top of the bleeding, which doesn't stop much. It gets lighter and heavier, but only a few days a month does it actually stop. I want a full sex life. I'm in a state where I can't just ask to have my uterus removed, but I'm tired of feeling like a frustrated eunuch. I try to, when I do feel in the mood, I try to satisfy my boyfriend. But he's hemophobic. He can literally pass out at the sight of blood. I have a hard time asking to be satisfied. There's so little on the table if I'm, as usual, bleeding. Is there something that can hold the blood that will allow me to fuck with it inside me? How would I get it out? I've got a new insurance and I'm slowly working with them. I have an IUD. I've been on all sorts of hormones. I feel betrayed by my body. I do have a libido. I just feel impotent to do anything about it. I just want sexual satisfaction without anxiety or feeling guilty for asking someone to deal with my body's disgusting issues. Any suggestions would be great.
Okay.
First of all, your body is not disgusting, eh?
Yeah. So I think that the most heartbreaking part of that was at the end. And also the line, I feel betrayed by my body.
Yes. That one, that did resonate with me.
Yes, because I feel like what I want to say to this person is, I think we all have that experience on multiple levels at different points in our lives. Our bodies just don't do what we want them to do. And what I find startling about this, of course, is that she has kind of continual bleeding. So she has PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. And it is true that, like, you can treat it with hormones and you can try to regulate the period, but you can actually bleed every day. The idea that she has this chronic bleeding problem and her partner is afraid of blood. It's like almost too much to sort of take, right?
It's like Shakespearean.
It is. It really is. Yeah. So I just want to acknowledge first and sort of like witness that this is really hard and you're in a really hard situation. I also think she needs a diva cup.
Yeah.
Right. Were you thinking of that? Like,
I was.
So a diva cup or a menstrual cup, that's a brand name, but these menstrual cups, lots of people say they do leave them in during sex.
Yeah.
And depending on, you know, your comfort level, people really swear by them. I mean, I would just Google menstrual cup and see where that gets you, because I think especially if you experiment with the different brands out there and there are different sizes, they're different, slightly different shapes. But that can actually sort of, for lack of a better word, it's like can sort of cap your cervix and collect the blood so that you don't have too much blood. But I think in the end, I feel like there needs to be some radical self-love here. And I think it's one thing if your partner passes out at the sight of blood. I think it's another thing if you feel like your partner isn't supportive of you or is somehow turned off by you or finds the blood disgusting. Like, I'm wondering where the disgusting concept comes from. Because that part is not okay.
Yeah. Like, there has to be this sort of, like, you know, he's working with his limitations but kind of finding that common ground where both of you feel okay. And my other thought is sort of similar to what you're saying, is sort of rethinking the sexual connection and what sexual activities you do and what sexual pleasure you give each other, and maybe bringing in things like maybe he could wear gloves and then, you know, turn it inside out so he never has to see it afterwards or things like that. So it might be a matter of kind of like changing up what you kind of do together that will sort of accommodate what both of you are going through right now.
And I feel like there's a parallel story to your story, which is something I hear all the time and something I've experienced firsthand, which is not enough treatment. I feel like when women have like chronically strange or badly behaved periods and go to their gynecologist, they're basically like, we can put you on the pill, but otherwise suck it up. And I'm just wondering, I mean, there are actually a couple different treatments. Like, there's like the ablation where they do this ablation procedure to cut down on bleeding. And I'm wondering why she can't have her uterus removed or have her ovaries removed, keep her uterus, but then not bleed. I would also say there needs to be an intervention on that end, that I want a different, caring, compassionate doctor to really take you through all these, what your real options are for this.
Right. Not just what they're willing to do in that moment, but what the real. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you bring up a great point about how so many times sex drive or how something affects sex life is treated as just like a minor symptom.
Absolutely. Like, this is so big. I mean, this is so big. And doctors, I think, do it all the time, which is to say, we're going to sort of discount or dismiss this little problem of yours.
Right.
This is actually interfering with her quality of life and her mental health and her physical health.
Yeah, and your connection and your relationships. And
are you hearing something in your head?
Hearing a commercial.
I'm hearing a commercial. Matt, is there a commercial playing? Oh, that was spooky.
Just stopped.
Because that was totally happening for both of us. Okay, that was spooky, kids, but we're having a lot of weird spookiness today.
Right.
Okay.
Mercury retrograde.
We've got to take a break. Maybe that explains why my computer keeps crashing. Mercury in retrograde. Okay, so coming up, I'm going to try to get to one more listener question. I've got a few more goodies for all of you. And when I asked Raymond what he wanted to talk about, he had one clear answer: Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. So that's coming up next. Stay with us.
No fluff, no lies. Just real women talking real sex.
I am so bruised on my girl bits.
Sex gets real.
Sex gets so real.
So real up in here.
A weekly podcast with Dawn.
I just masturbated.
And Dylan.
Let's talk about the elusive clit.
Check them out on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and at sexgetsreal.com.
Cock rings.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
For years now, the Swedish-based designer brand Lilo has been at the forefront of pleasure product technology. Lilo's first product changed the way the adult industry thought about sex toy design upon its original release. With its sleek lines, its graceful shape, and its incredible performance, it was as much a piece of art as it was a pleasure product. Suddenly, Lilo had made it possible to perfectly blend form and function, and they continue to release groundbreaking products year after year. Since then, Lilo has only enhanced their reputation for quality and beauty, and now they lead the luxury industry thanks to a long heritage of innovation. Lilo is the hallmark of personal, intimate pleasure. Lilo is indulgent, sophisticated, elegant, and above all, intensely satisfying. Visit Lilo.com today to start exploring a new sensuality.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Tonight, Raymond, my associate producer, and I are going through hot topics, bizarre stories, and some announcements, and a lot of listener questions. Okay, so on that front, we're live, and if you like want to call in the next 5 minutes, be my guest, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. But keep that pen out. We now have a brand new 24-hour voicemail line where you can leave questions and comments whenever you want, and we can play them on the air. That number is 323-SEX, S-E-X, 8266. Is that right, 323?
Yep.
323-SEX, S-E-X, 8266. Call us, leave us a message. That would be really fun. Okay, couple more announcements. Okay, this isn't up online yet, but I just want to give you the heads up that in August, My sex educator boot camp is coming to Woodhull's Sexual Freedom Summit. I'm really excited about this. I'm going to be teaching two boot camps, level two and the debut of the live version of level three. Are you ready for level three, people? You better be.
You better get ready.
So I think registration's going to open soon-ish, like February 1st, sexualfreedomsummit.org. And also, I'm going to be doing a Lilo giveaway starting January 25th, which is in just a few days. It's going to run through February 12th. Stay tuned on my personal Twitter, at Tristan Taramino. But it's your chance to win one of the really fancy. It's like, this is that they make fancy toys, and this is like the fanciest of the fancy, which is the 24 karat gold Tiani vibrator. And as well as something else, which is brand new, which is coming out. I don't even know if I can talk about it, but it's fun. And so stay tuned for that. And again, thanks to Lilo for all their support and all the fun things that we've been doing together while they have sponsored Sex Out Loud. Okay, let's do... Let's do Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Okay, so do you watch The Voice? I'm assuming you watch The Voice.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, I watch The Voice. And I was fascinated when it came about during The Voice, like their whole supposed flirtation and stuff, because I was really just watching it as a extremely well-manufactured PR move. Like, I just thought, like, they had a funny, cute chemistry. This rumor got out. They decided, you know what? Let's fucking run with this, because it's going to help the show. It's going to help the two of us. We just came off of these divorces, all of that, whatever. It helps all of our images. We're going to mix it up. It's so wacky. It'll get people's attention. And now, like, I'm in the grocery store, and they're talking about Gwen Stefani is pregnant, and I'm just like, this is too far. You've taken it too far.
Well, so the random thing about this is I was in the car today driving, and I literally thought about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, which they don't like regularly populate my mind.
Right.
But I did think, you know, they are a very mismatched couple, right? And I like the idea of mismatching, but I'm having trouble like seeing them have a conversation or seeing them like go out to dinner. And I just, they feel like they're from two totally different worlds, and I'm not sure.
Right.
I mean, music brings people together, but it just seems right. like such an odd pairing. And I, you know, of course I want everyone to be happy, but I've also got to say,
I know,
listen,
yeah.
I also got to say that, and I know that, you know, they both have very carefully crafted images, but when I think of them having sex, all I can think of is incompatibility. Like, I can't imagine Blake Shelton is like a monster in bed. Am I making assumptions? Am I drawing conclusions based on his like public persona? Maybe they're super sexually compatible. I'm just like not, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Did you ever think about their sex life? You didn't, did you ever?
So maybe,
okay, right.
So maybe.
Okay, well, we haven't gotten to the bottom of it.
I mean, even though, like, I had to read the pregnancy article just to see. We'll find out. They're going to be together for like 20 years. And I'm like, well, I did not call that one.
Yeah. And they're going to, you know, when I meet them at a party, they're going to be like, so listen, someone forwarded me this little audio clip of you saying that I was probably shitting in bed. And
I hope you never run into Blake Shelton.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Like, it's not impossible for me to run into Blake Shelton, especially since I'm a huge Voice fan, a huge Usher fan, and a big, I know it's hard to admit, Adam Levine fan. And they could all be hanging out together and they could be like, this girl is mean, which I don't want to be known as a mean girl, but okay.
It's a question. Yeah, it's all right.
We've got to wrap it up. So let me just make sure. I wanted you to know that we've been throwing around this coupon code. It's actually still active to the end of January, which is a few more days. Use the coupon code HAPPY at puckerup.com. You get 30% off everything. And that means everything. Okay, that was my little voice audition right there. So that's really important. And I also wanted to wish a happy 43rd anniversary to the United States Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade.
Ooh.
Yay! It's the anniversary of legal abortions. And wow, didn't think that that would seem so miraculous that it's still in place, but it's pretty fucking miraculous.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't get to talk about, there's a lot to talk about. There was a lot of things to talk about. And we didn't even get to like another question because these questions are very long and detailed. So we're going to have to hold them for another show, basically. But I want to get your questions too. If you want to ask them and let us use the recording on the air, or if you want to comment on something you heard on this show or another show, if you want Raymond to be a regular character in the ongoing soap opera that is Sex Out Loud, maybe you do want to hear from Matt the engineer, the tech guy who says he won't speak on air. Maybe there needs to be a petition. You can call our 24-hour voicemail line, which I somehow wrote down as 24-hour sex line, which is that's different, Tristan. That's different. No one's picking up the phone. No, it's just voicemail. Phone. Just voicemail. 323-SEX-8266. 323-SEX, that's sex, 8266. I'm really looking forward to this. This is how like Dan Savage does it and wait, don't tell me. And so I'm expecting like a flood of amazing voicemails to come in from our listeners because I love our listeners and they are really smart and they do have really good questions. So, and they'll probably have good criticism too. That's thoughtful and productive. So I hope you call that number. In the meantime, who's coming up? Well, who's coming up next week, Raymond? And then, like, give me a highlight reel of some of our guests coming up down the road this year.
Well, we have David Steinberg is next week. I believe you was at CatalystCon that you met him?
Yep, I met him finally at CatalystCon, but our worlds overlap, and he's an amazing leather guy. He's a photographer. We're going to talk about his new book.
And then I'm also excited in 2 weeks we have Willie Wilkinson. He is a public health guy, and he has a new book that just came out that I'm excited for us to talk about. I'm totally blanking on the name. Sorry, Willie. And
Andre Shakti, which you may have seen promotion for that.
Right. Okay.
So Andre Shakti, I did a live interview with Andre at Sex Down South. We talked about fisting and polyamory and sex work and queer stuff. And that is happening. Andre, I apologize it didn't happen this week, and we're going to make that happen as soon as humanly possible. Okay, so if you are like super excited to tune in and then you're like, who are these buffoons? That's what happened with that. Okay, so here we go. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer, and my host today, Raymond Johnson. Segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Becker from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, The Mute, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of this episode, download it. Go to voiceamerica.com, search for Sex Out Loud, subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. Tune in next Friday, same time, same place, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition. Until then, talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.